In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Today, the state committee that advises on vaccines will meet to discuss the next steps for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Distribution of the one-dose COVID-19 vaccine was paused yesterday after 6 women in the U.S. reported blood clotting as a side effect. It's not yet clear if the vaccine causes blood clots, but doctors and public health officials are acting out of caution. The cases are under investigation. And the state is handing off managing most of Colorado's coronavirus response to local health departments this week. On Friday, county officials will be in charge of creating and overseeing health safety restrictions, and the state will retire its color-coded dial system. 6 public health agencies in the metro area, representing 60% of the state's population, plan to collaborate through a coalition. And mountain communities are talking to each other as well, says Pitkin County Manager John Peacock.
We are trying to coordinate with other rural resort communities.
The change comes after more people are being vaccinated across the state, but case numbers are growing and hospitalizations are now above 400. That's much lower than the worst of last fall and higher than last summer. Climate action and affordable housing were two issues that Democratic Congressman Joe Neguse discussed with President Joe Biden at the White House Tuesday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Neguse said he pushed for priorities for the Black community and Coloradans, such as including affordable housing in Biden's infrastructure bill and job creation in the form of a civilian climate corps that could help with fighting and recovering from wildfires. Neguse was part of a group of Congressional Black Caucus members to meet with Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. They discussed voting rights, racial equity, and police reform, too. Biden said they were meeting to, quote, deliver some real change. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It's 35 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.